It's the award-winning Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, with Dan the Voice Diker, Bill Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert, and Kevin K. Ram Ramzo, on Dog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle. Presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Also sponsored by Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem, Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, getting bigger and faster. Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and Sparta, where you'll find hometown taste in every bite. By Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your pre- and post-race headquarters. Century 21 and your agent Gretchen Clements. Don't settle for average. Sell your home with Century 21. The Comfort Inn in Unalaska, ranked in the top 8% of all Comfort Inns in the country. TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. The Toma Sparta Speedway, Friday night racing, family style. The Midwest Race Connection, your newspaper source for racing in the Midwest. And J&L Collectibles, providing you with the finest in racing collectibles and autographed NASCAR items. Now here's Dan, Doc, Paul, and Kevin with today's report.
Welcome in, race fans. It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon here in the Midwest, and there's some big racing going on at Wisconsin Dells. We'll tell you more about that later. You have caught the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Across from me, pushing the buttons, it's Rick Wilson. He's producing, he's engineering today. Right next to me, it's the Penguin, Paul Reichert. Paulie, how you doing today?
Doing good. Getting good. Ready for racing today. Yep.
You got your stuff in the car. You're ready to go as soon as we're done.
Yes,
here.
I am.
Atta boy. Kevin Ramsel, unfortunately working today, will not be joining us, but joining us from Cozy 290 in Rotunda, West Florida, it's Dan Diker. Good morning or afternoon. Good afternoon, Dan.
Well, how we doing, fellas? You know, the thing is on Wednesday, it was only a high of 63 down here. Today, 87, but it looks like perfect following weather for the Dells.
Yeah, we're looking at 75 degrees possibly 75 degrees by the time they take that first green flag for the first 75 this afternoon. You can't ask for, you got to say it, it's Indian summer. You can't ask for more beautiful weather.
Yes, Chamber of Commerce weather, Indian summer weather, whatever you want to call it. It's going to be a great day.
Yeah, and day 86, are you hanging out in the pool?
I will be here in a minute. I'm kind of putting my sound studio / den / office together, and then as soon as we are done with the radio show, I'm going to go take a little dippy.
I got to admit, I've been talking to our guests. We're going to be on the show today, and I was really hoping you'd stand in the pool and drop your phone.
Well, you know, next week is the last show of 2022, so maybe I'll make that happen.
Attaboy. Nothing could be better.
So, big show coming up today, race fans. We're going to talk ARCA Midwest Tour from Oktoberfest Racing. Coming up, Andrew Morrissey, Derek Krause, Casey Johnson, the ultra fast himself. Harley Jankowski, the rookie of the year. Also, we're going to talk with Mike Litchfield and Matt Henderson, as both of those individuals are in following this afternoon. And I'm going to kind of throw it back to you, Bill. Give me your reflections here today on what you expect out of the Super Late Model race. And then, Paul, I want you to give us what you think is going to happen 602 late models. And then I've got a little twist I want to throw in the truck series.
All right. Well, first of all, we got the Litchfield and Henderson interviews. We caught them earlier in the week because they're out. They should be. They're getting ready for qualifying here right now. They're going to be qualifying in just about a half an hour. So we'll be talking to them via the video, or not the video, but the audio tape here. And, great weather, but it's going to be a little warm, so it's going to be a slick racetrack today, especially for those wide-tired super late models. Expect a lot of slipping and sliding, anybody can win it. And we've seen Dan, you were sitting up there in the press booth last year. What a great race between DeAngelis and Zier all the way down to the end, and Majeski with that great view of, nowhere to go, nothing to do, except watch them two beat and bang all the way to the last lap. So, expect, two 75-lap features because they're making up for a rainout earlier this year. Expect some great racing action. Big names coming in for this one from all over the Midwest because it's the last big soiree before they shut down racing here in the Midwest. And
now, Bill, racing super late models, this was supposed to be a 150-lap race. Would you rather race at Dells 150 laps, or would you rather split it up for 75?
I got no problem splitting it up for 75. I really don't. I mean, it, you know, Dells is a fun track to race. I raced it for 3 years in a street stock, and then I went back a couple of times in a limited late model. But, you know, I could see I would have absolutely no problem splitting it up into 275s. So that I see no issues with that. I think the drivers might even like that. It's kind of a nice break. So you get two shots at winning a feature, and you know the guys up in the points, they got a better shot at maybe you know catching whoever's leading and maybe you know surpassing them and winning. Paul, talk about them 602 late models, man.
Yes,
them,
of course
they
is.
Are fun to watch
oh,
on
yes,
that
they
track.
Are. This is the final race not only for the 602 late model division at the Dells, but also the 602 Outlaw Late Model Tour. Dennis Prunty leads the points there. He's going to be running that race. Jason Stark holds a lead over Tom Carlson in the weekly 602 late models at the Dells, going for a second straight championship. It's going to be interesting. Tom, of course, won the second feature at the Midwest Championships just a few weeks ago. But there is an X factor that I think that might have an impact on everything, and that is
what is that?
Bobby Wilburg.
Oh, Bobby's
he's
coming
running.
In.
He's running. He's on the list. He's going to be running with the 602s. So he could be a big X factor in that race.
Okay, so now you talked about the weekly 602s and you talked about the traveling. Are they all running one race and declaring
yep,
two champions?
All, yep, they're all running together, all running the last race of the year for the weekly championship of the Dells and the 602 Outlaw Tour. Like I said, Prunty leads the points in the Outlaw Tour. Jason Stark leads Tom Carlson in the 602 points of the Dells, going for a second straight championship.
Does anybody have a shot at Prunty in the tour?
I don't.
Yeah, you got the wrong tab up, don't you?
let me take a look here real quick.
All right, we'll come back to that question. In the meantime, Dan, talk about the Midwest Trucks. They're crowning a champion this afternoon.
Crowning a champion this afternoon. Well, James Swann has already locked up the championship this year. That'll be he'll be a five-time champion in the series. But if you look at some of the names, you may be seeing some super late model drivers maybe giving up the super late models and running trucks next year. Brad J.J. Mueller is going to be running this afternoon. Brian Holtz is making his debut with the Midwest Truck Series. He's a pro late model runner at Slinger Super Speedway. Todd Cleaver, former NASCAR driver, is going to be in the race this afternoon.
Well, Cleaver used to run around the Midwest here.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about GT17, Grant
Griesbach? Oh, Griesbach, really? Wow.
He's going to get behind the wheel of the Scott Lynch truck.
Well, who's going to be running the Toby truck today?
That's another interesting one. Let me go back on my list here because Paul and I know this name very, very well. He was the Thomas Sparta Speedway modified champion. And rookie of the year, the Dells, Weston Marthaler is getting behind the big truck today.
Oh, that's big.
That's awesome.
Brandon Reichenberger, Eugene Gregorich III, Cody Vanderloop, who just took fifth place at Oktoberfest, Mike Reichenberger, he purchased his own truck and is competing in his own ride. You know, him and his son Brandon were running kind of side-by-side earlier this year. But out of 25 trucks, man, this is going to be a 50-lap dandy.
Who finished second at Fest, Dan? It's Majeski Pastor.
Daniel Bain.
Is she on the list?
Yeah, Daniel Bain. She's running this one, and I talked to her right after Oktoberfest was done. She is on a vengeance. She said anybody that finishes second to Majeski is a win. She thinks she can pull this one off.
That's awesome. Paul, did you find it yet?
Yes. Let's see. Jason Stark holds a 19-point lead over Tom Carlson in the Dells 602 Championship. Brian Johnson Sr., Ethan Rose, 30 back. Mike Moyer, 31 back.
Okay.
As for the 602 Outlaw Tour, Prunty actually only holds a 14-point lead on Tom Carlson.
So Tom Carlson,
he's got a chance.
He has a chance to get them both.
Yeah.
So that would be awesome. And he's on a roll right now. I mean, if you watched him in that 602 race at Oktoberfest, so smooth on the corners.
Yep, and he's won one of the 602 features at the Dells during the Midwest Championship, so he's
he's actually defending champion of that race from last year. Yep. And Dan, if you remember that race last year, you know, he patiently picked his way through the pack to get to the front.
Yeah, and, you know, it was interesting that Paul just threw a name out there that you're really going to have to watch today. He made a name at himself at Dells Raceway Park this year. That would be Jason Stark. He won the last race at Dells back in September. So Jason Stark, Pete Moore, Mike Winters, watch those three today.
That's going to be a fun one to watch. There's still time to get your tickets. Get on the Dells website. You can purchase your tickets online. Walk up to the gate, bloop, and you're right in. Get to your seat. Qualifying is going to start here shortly at 12:30. First green flag drops at 2 o'clock. So we got a big show coming up. Yes.
Hold on. And for those people that are listening right now that are driving down to Dells Raceway Park, I want you folks to do me a favor. As soon as you get there and you get settled in, right about 1:30, I want you to go up into the VIP tower, take a right past the announcers, and I want you to reach over Penguin's shoulders and steal his Jose's because you know he's going to be grubbing at about 1:30. Put his face in the plate.
I have a better idea, folks, and this is even more vengeful than beating up Penguin. No, it ain't about you, dude. Everybody, and I mean everybody, buy some Jose's today. Take a selfie with your Jose's and attach Dan Dyker's name to it.
You're cruel.
I didn't move to Florida. You did. All right.
Wait, what was that? We got to take a break?
Yes. We got to take a break. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk to the top three from the Oktoberfest 200 in Andrew Morrissey, Derek Krause, and the ultra-fast Casey Johnson. We're also going to talk to Rookie of the Year for the ARCA Midwest Tour, Harley Jankowski. We are just getting started. As Dan would say, stick and stay. You are listening to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
This Halloween, appearances can be electrifying. It's Shocktober at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells on Friday, October 28th. Participate in the area's largest costume contest for a chance to bite into over $15,000 in cash prizes. 50 and older, wear a costume on October 27th to be eligible for even more prizes and rewards play. It's Shocktober, only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Planning on a special event? Why not make it something easy for you and memorable for your guests? Hi, Jerry here from Big Boar Barbecue and Catering. No matter the size of your party, from 5 to 500, we can handle it. Graduation parties, anniversaries, retirement parties, family gatherings, even wedding receptions. There's a reason we're voted the best caterer in La Crosse County year after year. Give us a call. We'll help you design a menu to remember. Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem. A delicious mouthful.
Big things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, sporties, hobbies, soccer mom minivans, six shooters and Hornets. Plus TSS welcomes in the three-night late model triple crown, the Big 8 late model series, vintage car racing, and bandos and legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash series, the Mid-American Stock series, and Super Cup series. Also Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket, get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, Exit 4 on Alaska. If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
We made it through the first turn. Now back to the Midwest Race Report on Bob Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.
Welcome back in. It's the Midwest Race Report on Quad Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Bells, your grown-up getaway. You can also find us on either one of the radio's websites. You can find us on the Magnum Media app or my favorite, Pengy, the TuneIn app.
Love the TuneIn app.
You're getting better at that. All right. I'll give you a...
Put some bass in that voice.
I'll give you a B-minus on that
okay.
one.
Yeah,
a little more bass, buddy. So, beautiful weather today. We're going to talk a little more about the Dells later in the show. We got a couple of good interviews coming up, drivers that are participating right now down at the Dells. But we got to do some wrap-up on the Oktoberfest 200. And Dan, Kevin, or Penguin, you know, great race. And finally, Andrew Morrissey had one handed to him a couple of years ago.
Yep, yep.
Finally gets one on
yes,
his own.
Yes, he definitely had a car to beat all weekend. They look good in the Dick Roll 99 and definitely was on a rail in the 200 lapper.
You
know, the big thing about the 200 lapper is look at some of the names. Look at some of the big guns that were dropping out of this race left and right. I mean, Johnny Sauter didn't make it past Friday night. He packed up and went home.
Yeah.
But look at some of the names that were dropping out of this thing and then some of the consistency we saw with the top three.
Yeah, and, you know, you look at Majeski is a pretty good example. He took the Ultimate Challenge. He came from the back. He actually led it for a while. He pitted, and then, you know, a little contact between him and William Swalich somewhere around, 170, I think it was. And he didn't get past sixth place. His car just wouldn't go any further. But, you know, like we just alluded to a few minutes ago, you know, Andrew Morrissey was definitely the car to beat, and no one was going to touch him. And here's what he had to say immediately after the race.
It's been phenomenal. I can't thank Nathan Kelly and Pat Kelly for giving me the opportunity to drive it enough. And, you know, everybody that helps me, Tori Bagley, Nathan, we worked our asses off on this thing the last 3 weeks and paid off.
Brand new car and first win, right?
Yep, brand new car. Could have been a better debut for it, you know.
Just talk about the closing laps there. Derek Krause had a good run with you, and then you started spacing out there on the closing laps, and that caution came out late.
Yeah, we had the car set up for a long run speed because, you know, usually this race gets drawn out. So after the restarts there, it took me 3 or 4 laps every time to get it rolling again, but just raced hard and was able to hold on. Get her done.
Last time you won the Oktoberfest race was happened to be in the pits area. This time you did on the track. What does that mean to you?
It means everything. You know, winning it in the tuck shed just ain't the same. So ever since then, I have to win this race, you know, just to make it so I can say I really won it, you know. So, yeah, couldn't be more proud, thankful. It's just awesome.
The emotions are coming back again, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit, but we'll hang through.
Yeah. Wait, is it safe to say this one's for Charlie?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
What's the last big one you had?
You know, I love Andrew Morrissey. I think he's a gentleman's gentleman. He's a hell of a wheel man. But Kevin Ramsell, when he came up on the tower afterwards, Bill, as we were packing up on Sunday of Oktoberfest, Kevin had a really good statement. He said, who had Andrew Morrissey winning this race? I didn't hear him in anybody's conversations.
Pengy?
No, Andrew wasn't in anybody's conversation about the main event, but after the Dick Trucker 99, he definitely had a shot, and he looked really good all weekend. And of course, I can't forget about his memory after winning the Joshua Flask at Madison with a memory of his friend there.
We were down there for that one. That's when he was crying in victory lane.
Oh yeah, I still remember that.
That's his best friend's ashes.
Yeah,
I'll tell you one guy that everybody did have on their list because he looked pretty strong all weekend was Derek Krause. Came up one spot short. Here's what he had to say right after the race.
You probably thought to yourself, "This might be my day." What happened?
I just fired off a little bit tight on restarts, and he was able to get underneath me. But overall, it was a really fun day racing with Andrew there on the restarts. We had kind of a gift given to us with Ty breaking, but I guess he came back out and finished sixth. So we overall, it was a good day and a lot of fun.
Probably about 46 laps ago, I was starting to think maybe you're saving your tires and you had something at the end there.
No. Once we put them two right side tires on, it was kind of everyone kind of took off. Ty kind of set the pace and everyone just kind of had to follow suit. So I took off, Andrew took off. I feel like Casey and everyone really took off. And at the end, all of our tongues were out.
Overall, the 4 days here, not a bad weekend for you.
No, for sure. We were able to start off the weekend with a win in the Knights race, the first ever Knights race, so I feel like that's really cool. And then struggled Friday night, kind of burnt through a right rear. That's kind of my fault, but come back on Sunday and had a really solid run, so I'm really happy with that.
Congratulations.
You know, I was texting Derek on Monday before I drove down here to Florida, and out of all, you know, Derek and I text quite a bit, and it's either after truck races or after he's done something here in Wisconsin. I've never really read his text messages where he was that giddy finishing where he did in Oktoberfest. And Bill, you remember, you and I have talked to Derek through the years. Oktoberfest has been a thorn in his side. He's usually the one that ends up in Ty Majeski's spot, and he's the one that usually ends up in Matt Henderson's spot. So for him to finish second, that's a win.
Yeah, and you and I, we were talking back and forth during the race, and I even queued up and said, you know what? I think he's saving himself for the last 20 or 30 laps, and it looked that way, but, you know, there was just one car that was a little bit better than him, Pengy.
Yep. And let's not forget, he was the inaugural Super Late Model Knights winner on Thursday night.
With that three-wide pass.
That momentum, I think, really helped him out, I think, on Sunday.
That pass is going to be talked about at
yes,
the next
it will.
Live October
it
Fest,
sure will.
Guaranteed.
I tell you, another driver who had a great weekend. He led for a while and settled into third place. The ultra-fast Casey Johnson, who is now ultra-fast three-time champion Casey Johnson. Here's what he had to say after the race.
Well, Casey Johnson, the man, thought maybe he'd come back and repeat it, but you're walking away as a three-time ARCA Midwest Tour champion after a third-place run.
Yeah, no, I mean, we had a solid run again today. Just didn't have the little half-tenth of speed we needed yet. But, to be able to get a third championship of the Tour, I mean, fierce competition, you know, big races, and it means a lot to me and my team.
You're in contention all day for this. Just talk about the ups and downs you had during this race. You were up front for a while and fell back a little bit. Got yourself back up there.
Yeah, I mean, we led some laps, but I could tell when we were up front, it just wasn't the it didn't feel quite right even at the riding pace. So we needed to make a little bit of a swing of adjustment and swung the wrong way, which 90% of the time you do with the race cars. So so we just needed that a little bit more, and I think it could have been a different story.
Will you be back to defend your title next year?
Oh, absolutely.
What's the plans for the rest of the year for you? Family time?
No. Well, definitely a lot of family time, but a lot of family time in the sun in Florida. So we'll be heading down south. We'll go to Nashville here in a few weeks for All-American 400 and then a couple Florida races, I hope.
You're going to go to the 417 Speedway for that $30,000 to win?
I believe so. I think what they're doing down there is a pretty cool deal, so I'd like to be part of it.
I know a couple of former Wisconsin native residents living in that area there that might come and cheer you on.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Hey, congratulations.
You know, you talk about consistency. How about a guy that goes out and wins Oktoberfest last year and then finishes it up with a top three this year? I mean, obviously, anywhere Casey Johnson goes, he's going to be in somebody's top three conversation. It doesn't matter if it's Kaukauna, doesn't matter if it's Madison, doesn't matter if it's State Park Speedway. His name is always brought up in the conversations, and it's always interesting because you never know what ride Casey's going to have the next year, but you know he's going to have one.
Yes, he definitely did. Actually, drove for Paul Schaefer there for a couple of races during the year, especially at Grundy at the Bettenhausen Classic. But he is always a threat to win. He's always there when it comes to crunch time.
Probably today he's another one that's going to be a threat.
Yeah, he will be, definitely.
And you know what's funny? You mentioned about him driving the Paul Schaefer car. They didn't even have to change the number on that car because Johnny Sauter drove it earlier.
Yeah.
We caught up with another driver. Dan, you were speaking of consistency, a very good friend of ours. I've raced against him a lot. Harley Jankowski made the whole Tour this year, consistent enough to finish in the top seven in points and bring home Rookie of the Year. And here's what he had to say after the Oktoberfest 200.
Rookie of the Year for the ARCA Midwest Tour. Just your thoughts, first of all, on that.
Can't believe I actually did it. We just decided let's run for it. Didn't think we really had a shot, but after Madison, we both had motor trouble. But after that, I don't know, this actually shined light that we might have a chance at it. So here we are.
You know, and the thing, too, is a lot of people don't know, you've been going through a lot of personal struggles. We don't need to go into details about it. But for you to have this accomplishment on your resume, that has to say a lot about you.
Yeah, I don't know really what to say. I haven't really let it sink in yet. Still thinking about that race. It was a really good race for us today until we broke. But we didn't really wreck nothing bad, so we got a lot of notes to take down for next year.
Especially a track you're very familiar with as well.
Yeah, it was nice finally this year being at a track that I've raced at. And it showed a really tight group for tight field. I think the whole field was in 3/10 qualifying.
What took you out of the race? Was it the motor?
No, my pit crew didn't tell me. We lost the wheel stud on the right front during that pit stop. And they all let go at the same time on the back stretch there. Lucky we didn't end up in the fence.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. Still had a lot of fun.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
You know, I usually don't get emotional during races because as an announcer, I have to play it right across the fence. Harley's been a really close family friend of the Diker family since we moved to Sparta in 2005. And this goes back to the days when I palled around with him and Caleb Miller and my son Ryan. I was so emotional when first off, during the pre-race interview segment where I got a chance to interview him. And then he gets Rookie of the Year, and I saw that picture of him and Greg McCarns on stage with a trophy. Knowing what Harley has gone through with his dialysis year after year and the medication swings and not wanting to race anymore, not knowing if his body was going to let him, that has to be the most dedicated soul with the smallest racing staff in the Arca Midwest Tour I have ever seen. And from my family and our radio family to Harley, a deep congratulations. I hope he gets to do a lot more racing with Arca next year. And, I mean, we called him the jokester a long time ago when he raced against you, Bill. I don't even know what to call him anymore because, you know, he's like Cole Howell. He's Mr. Calm. He never says much. But, man, did he get it done this year.
You could call him Arca Midwest Tour Rookie of the Year. Dan, we got to get out of here. But one quick thing I wanted to point out, and you mentioned this, you know, standing up there with Greg McCarns during pre-race, driver introductions, Greg McCarns shook his hand and he said, "Thank you very much for sticking it out this year." Because I'm sure there were times when he wanted to, you know, pack it up, but they kept on going as a team and look where it got him. It got him a Rookie of the Year. We got more show to go here. We got a couple of drivers who are actually down at the Dells right now, getting ready for qualifying. So we talked to them a little earlier in the week. We're going to talk to Mike Litchfield and Matt Henderson. That's coming up next. You are listening to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the 1/3-mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice-cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa. West Salem and Sparta, hometown flavor.
Hi, this is Kevin from Toma Erie Credit Union, where we make lending easy. Make TECU your first stop to get pre-approved before you purchase your next vehicle, UTV, motorcycle, boat, or camper. Finance with TECU and get all the bells and whistles with rates as low as 2.49% annual percentage rate, plus gap insurance, warranties, and membership payment protection. Call, stop in, or apply online at TECUonline.com to get pre-approved today. TECU is federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required.
Making the difference every day. If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average. A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, Exit 4 on Alaska.
Big things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, Sporties, Hobbies, Soccer Mom Minivans, Six Shooters, and Hornets. Plus, TSS welcomes in the three-night late model Triple Crown, the Big 8 Late Model Series, Vintage Car Racing, and Bandos and Legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also, Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
The Marx Brothers got nothing on us. Here's Dan, Doc, Paul, and Kevin and the Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back in, race fans. Couple of shows left, and then we're all done for the season. It's the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. And Dan, I know you're enjoying the life down there. It's beautiful weather up here today, and we got somebody who's going to be racing at the Dells today. And Mike Litchfield, you got to be excited to get the season over here today.
Yeah, it's this Halloween race, you know, we've been doing it for, is this the fifth or sixth one? And it's always just hard to wrap your brain around because you grew up and Oktoberfest was it. There was no more racing. And now for the past couple years, we've got to go play one more time. And the last couple years, the weather hasn't been very good, but it looks like for this weekend, it's going to be phenomenal. Should be up in the 72, I heard today.
Yeah, they're talking like close to 75 by midday today here. So. We're looking good.
Have to bring the sunscreen back out.
You know, Mike, you were one of the guys when we were planning the show this week, and we were going to talk about the Dells, who's been fantastic sponsors of the radio show. Your name came to mind right off the bat, because if you talk about somebody that has owned a racetrack, I mean, Justin Mondyke owns Norway and State Park Speedway. You're the first name I think about when you think about Dells Raceway Park. And it's got to be kind of humbling to know that your last race of the year is at a racetrack that you have dominated against.
Yeah, to say it's our Super Bowl is kind of the way that I would look at it. You know, last race of the year, last time we get to go race. It's our last race. We don't go traveling down south or anything. We're just too busy with work and whatnot. And so once we're done with this one, that's it until, you know, next April when the icebreaker comes out. So looking forward to it. We've been lucky to have some good success at the Dells. Really, with our Pro Late's been super fast there. And then, you know, our Super Late's been really good, too. Just we haven't had much luck, so I'm hoping that we can change that today. Get a little luck on our side. We got two cracks at a feature win. And, man, if we could pull one of those off in the last race of the year, that'd be a great note to go out on.
And, Mike, you've had a lot of success, as we've mentioned, at the Dells, winning the Midwest Championships this year, winning the track championship this year at the Dells. What would it mean to you to claim an Alive for Five race and claim the following year?
That would be really neat. You know, the Alive for Five stuff gets the who's who of Midwest short track racing, in my opinion, or at least, you know, in the state and a couple states, you know, in Illinois, we get the guys from Minnesota. Just the caliber of drivers that come to that is phenomenal. to get a win in that. You know, we've came close. We've had a couple podiums. I think our best finish is a second a couple years ago. Man, to get a win in it, that would definitely be the biggest win of my career, to get a win on that level. So hopefully we can get that thing done today.
And, Mike, when you talk about getting a win, of course, if you look at the competition that has not only stacked up for today's race, but the competition that has stacked up in the past and some of the finishes we've seen, you've got your work cut out for you.
Yeah, absolutely. They got another great entry list out for this one. It's neat that, you know, I grew up going to the Dells, watched my dad race, started helping him once I got to be old enough to go in the pits and whatnot. So I've spent a lot of time at the Dells, probably from, you know, being 5-6 years old until now 36 years old. So it is really, really neat to see the Dells having this caliber of races at our track. And, you know, we get to do it 5 times. It'll be live for 5. And, you know, a lot of good things going on at the Dells. And it's awesome to be a part of it.
We are talking with Mike Litchfield here on the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. And, buddy, it's been a really good season for you. It's challenging, but yet you come out ahead on a lot of them.
Yeah, we've got we're sitting with 9 feature wins and 9 fast times so far, and I think we've only raced. I think we've raced 18 times. We've had so many rainouts this year, so to have a 50% win percentage with all of our races is pretty remarkable. We've won a super late race with the CWRA. That's, you know, kind of a different deal, different tire, different stuff. So if we could get a super late model win to finish out the year. Like I said earlier, that'd be tremendous, and just kind of puts the team morale at a good spot and gives you a lot of momentum heading into next year. And not necessarily if we got to have a win, but if we just have a good, strong run in both the races and not tear anything up, and we can put our resources that we get throughout the winter into making the car faster for next year instead of having to rebuild it, that'd be a great thing as well.
Talking with Mike Litchfield, driver of the Quattro Racing at Dells Raceway Park this afternoon here on the Midwest Race Report, brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Mike, you know what? If I look at advantages of the drivers that are entered for today's race, you're going to have a huge advantage because not only are you running 175 lapper, you're running 275s, and you may have the advantage on car setups for both races.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. You know, it's going to be an afternoon race. The weather is going to be, like we were saying earlier, pretty nice in the 70s. And it's kind of the weather we usually go practice, you know, when we get a chance to practice there on a Wednesday, which we don't do often, but sometimes we do. It's going to be real similar to that. Got a great crew behind me with my dad, and I think my old buddy Nick Panitsky's coming down. He helps us a lot with our super late stuff and even our pro late stuff. So
racing or wrenching on the car?
How did you hook up with him?
he's actually been helping us for past, I don't know how many years.
At least 5 or 6 that I've seen.
Yep. And both my cars that I have now are picker cars. Nick actually built those and you know, helps out a lot with them. So something definitely grateful for. He's a smart guy, and it's nice to have him in your corner. That's for darn sure.
So after this race this afternoon here, of course, you're not going to travel. You're going to kind of pack things up. Is there any insight into what you're planning 2023? Because you really haven't changed much over the years when it comes to racing.
No, I used to do a lot of traveling, and that just gets hard with getting crew help to be able to come, you know, when you're racing 2 or 3 hours away, or getting sponsorship to help when you're racing 2 or 3 hours away. It seems like the Dells deal is really good for us to race there, both for crew help. We have a lot of great marketing partners that help us out racing there. So it's a no-brainer to keep going back there. I'd like to pop into a few more specials next year, just seeing kind of how the calendars and schedules all work out. We had a blast when we went up to Toma this year. That was my first time there. Had fun doing that. And then, we're kind of working on a deal with somebody else to you know, maybe run somebody else's car a little bit next year. So nice. That's all kind of in the works, and hopefully we can make an announcement on that, and that could be kind of a fun deal for all of us.
Now, Billy Doc Niles, you know why Steve wants this to be his last race of the year, don't you?
Oh, please inform us, Dan.
Well, you know, Mike is a season ticket holder with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yep.
He's going to stop selling them all the time.
The first game was just Thursday night.
yep. And then the home opener is at 7 o'clock tonight. But I had to let those tickets go, unfortunately. The racing still trumps the Bucks. So we're going to go down Wednesday, watch them play the Brooklyn Nets. That'll be fun. The Bucks are my thing. I love basketball, and I used to coach it for about 12 years, high school basketball, and kind of got out of it, and then got into being a season ticket holder for the Bucks since I had so much time over the winter that wasn't devoted to coaching. So they're fun to do too. They're fun to go down to, and we got a great team. So it's easy to get behind them guys.
All right, Mike, we got a little less than a minute left here. You talked about advertising partners. Why don't you give us the names of those helping you through the 2022 season?
All right, we got Assembly Products, Country Plumber, 99.7 Max FM, Cabelco Excavators, Portizzi's Pizza, SS&E Concrete, Cutting Edge Construction, Schultz Small Engine, Underground Systems Incorporated, Bees Tap House, Frog Racing, Dennis Simey Simonson, Doug's Northside Auto, Retirement Specialist, Zolik Log Stand, Home Improvement, Cleaver and Gale, great sponsor of mine, raced with a heavy heart today. Cleaver passed away about a week ago. He was always at all the races, so if we could get a win for him today, that would be huge. Also got, let's see, I don't have a car in front of me, Fisher Light Truck and Auto, Blystone Towing, Reynolds Masonry, Mid-State Supply, Wagner Automotive, TD Graphics, Five Star Bodies, Diamond Race Wheels. We got a lot of great partners. I'm sure I missed them, but
do you have any room left on the roof for anybody?
I actually have a couple sponsors on the roof. Don's Auto, he's on the roof.
Oh, there you go.
Don's Marine. Don's Marine, not Don's Auto. I'm sorry about that. So it takes
that was
a village. yeah, there you go. Does he listen? No, just kidding.
Yeah, he does.
All right, so we've been talking with Mike Litchfield. You're going to see him in action here in just a little bit at the Dells Raceway Park for the Halloween. Mike, good luck this afternoon. We'll be watching you. When we come back, we're going to have another participant in this afternoon's races at the Dells. You are listening to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin. Dells, your grown-up getaway.
This Halloween, appearances can be electrifying. It's Shocktober at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells on Friday, October 28th. Participate in the area's largest costume contest for a chance to bite into over $15,000 in cash prizes. 50 and older, wear a costume on October 27th to be eligible for even more prizes and rewards play. It's Shocktober, only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the 1/3-mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice-cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa, West Salem and Sparta. Hometown flavor.
Hi,
Hi, this is Amanda, your mortgage loan officer at Toma Area Credit Union. I am here to help you with all of your home loan needs, whether you are looking to purchase, refinance, build your dream home, or take out a home equity line of credit. TACU is ready to roll out the welcome mat, so call, stop in, or apply online at tacuonline.com to find yourself right at home with a mortgage from Toma Area Credit Union. TACU is federally insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. Membership eligibility is required.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem. Your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket. Get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
Oh, here we go, door handle to door handle. Back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.
Welcome back, race fans. It's a Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Another driver we caught up with earlier this week, because he's actually qualifying down at the Dells right now. He was the fast qualifier at Oktoberfest. Looked like a good day was happening, and then stuff happened. It's Hollywood Matt Henderson. Matt, how you doing today, buddy?
Great. Happy to be here. How are you guys?
Living the dream. Well, not all of us are living the dream. Diker is probably living it more than we are.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
You know that you bring that up. As much as I've done with Matt and the Henderson family away from the racetrack, I'm not Matt's best friend right now. He kind of hates me.
Everybody hates you.
Well, when you just up and leave and leave us all hanging up here, what are we supposed to do? You get to go enjoy the nice weather. We're up here freezing to death. So, yeah. Actually, I think I have a valid reason.
Well, I've got a place for you and the family to be vacationing at once you start shoveling in February, my friend.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Well, Matt,
hey, Matt Henderson, I tell you what, it was you and I have been friends for a long time at the Lacrosse Speedway. I've been there for your ups, your downs, your maybes, your anger issues, your winning situations. Man, I'll tell you what, I could not have been in a better place Sunday or Saturday of Oktoberfest race weekend to watch you climb to the top of the ARC of Midwest Tour qualifying board with an 18.714. Tell us about that, man.
Well, it was pretty amazing for our team. Growing up at the track, before I even started racing, you know, we're always, someday we're going to be there on the Sunday of Fest in a super late. That was our dream growing up, and we got a little closer when we started racing weekly there, and every year it's like, well, are we gonna have one next year? And I don't know, what, 3-4 years ago now, we got one, and we qualified into the race I think our first year, but since then we haven't qualified in. We've had to race our way in, and which is no big deal, but it's a lot nicer when you get to qualify in. So on Friday of Fest this year, we qualified sixth, which I was pretty surprised with and happy, obviously. But then, you know, it just seems like everybody turns up the heat for the Midwest Tour, and it's the best of the Midwest. And, I mean, we had people from Canada, you know, and I don't know where that Wilson team's out of, but down in Alabama, I think, and just big names all over the place. And we're just this little old Henderson Motorsports team going against the big boys. And on my first lap, you know, they got the scoreboard right there and won. You try not to look at it, but
you do every time. You know you do.
I looked at it. I looked at it. And I was like, well, I'm pretty sure that was good enough to get in, which it wasn't. It was like 18th, I think. But when I was in the car, I was like, I think we're in. So we'll just do the old Hail Mary into three. And she stuck and came out. And coming out of four, this has got to be a seven at least. It felt amazing, and came across the line 7-1-4, and somehow it was good enough to qualify on the pole. So that was pretty awesome for me and my team, and just seeing all the smiles and all the people that congratulated us. It was pretty cool.
And Matt, you have had some great help purchasing both of the super late models from Johnny Sauter. It must be a real asset to have his knowledge to help you get the setups on those cars.
Yeah, Johnny, there's no way we could attempt to do this without his help. He kind of has taken us under his wing, and for why, I don't know. You'd have to ask him, but I mean, it's I can call him and talk to him like I talk to one of my best friends. You know, he's down to earth. He tells us anything we want to know, and he's been a huge help for us. And for one thing, super late from a limited late model like we used to run at lacrosse to super late, they're like apples and oranges. They are, I mean, they're just a big chunk of steel rolling around the racetrack, but what you can do with a super late versus a limited is just night and day difference. And so it's a huge learning curve, and we definitely would not be where we're at without Johnny's help. So huge shout out to him.
All right, so let's talk about your Oktoberfest 200. You started out at a really good pace, and you're running right around the top five, top seven, you know, but disaster strikes, you know, pretty much a third of the way into the race.
Yeah, it was a bummer. We, I don't know where we started, 10th, I think, and we kind of got shuffled back there on the outside in the first couple laps there, and made our way back up to 7th, and more or less just riding around. We were keeping, you know, similar lap times to the leaders, and by the time I had gotten up to 7th, the top six kind of drove off, and so there's no reason to, you know, give her heck and get back up to them, because I knew a caution would be coming out eventually. So we're just riding around, and eventually the caution came out, but it was too soon to pit, so we just lined back up like normal, and I don't know what it was, 2-3 laps back into that race, or back into the race there, we're all still double file and just kind of getting sorted out. We're going to settle in and ride, you know, another 50-60 laps and have our pit stop, and yeah, they wrecked right in front of us, and kind of, I mean, we're all bumper to bumper, so when they wreck in front of you, all I can see is the car in front of me and vice versa, and you just try and get on the binders and slow down, and we got hit from behind, and that shoved us into the 36 who was in front of us and ripped our nose off the car and put a hole in the radiator and ended our day. So it was a bummer, because you never know what could have happened, but we were in 7th place, and we were behind Krause the whole race pretty much up to that point, and he finished 2nd, and we were just out there riding. So I was taking it easy on my tires and just trying to hold on and save my left sides at least for the end of the race, because I knew I'd be getting two new right sides there at some point. So definitely a bummer, but I think everybody knew we were there, and we had a blast, so we'll get geared up for next year.
Now, you're going to be running this afternoon at Falwina Dells Raceway Park. I know between you and your dad, John, and Boomer and your staff, you've got that car ready to go. Kind of talk about the 275s you're getting into on Saturday.
Yeah, they're 275-lap races. The Dells is a new track to us this year. We signed up for the Live for Five this year. Five races, and a couple of them have gotten rained out. So I believe this was supposed to be a 150-lap race, but they split it in half to 275s, which is fine with me. If you've ever ran the Dells, it is way different than lacrosse, obviously. Lacrosse, you kind of got a little breather down the straightaways, and at the Dells, it's, I don't know the correct wording, but it's insane. it's a small, tight track, and you are on edge every lap, and being only 75 laps, there's not a whole lot of riding around, so it's go time all the time.
It's definitely definitely a control track, I will say that much.
Yeah, and just for us, never racing anywhere really other than lacrosse, it's another learning curve for us to try and learn the track. And every track even lacrosse has, you know, certain areas you don't want your car to be, and other, you know, just finding where the bumps are and the best way to get across them and all that kind of stuff. So every time we go, we get a little better, and we're hoping today we can run with the big boys. I forget which race it was. I think it was the last Alive for Five race we ran. We finished seventh, which was pretty awesome for us. There was a late race restart, and we're running right there with the top five and came home seventh. So that was awesome for us, and we are hoping we can do a little better this time.
All right, Maddie, we'd love to go 15, 20, 30 minutes here, but we know you got to get going here. So why don't you tell us about all the great advertising partners you got getting you through the 2022 season.
Our major sponsor is Ultra Federal Credit Union and DriveAlter.org, Limitless Graphics and Design, Custom Excavating, Crest Precast, Hungry Peddler, DJ Dan Biker, unless that's null and void, but
no, that's not null and void.
Just null.
Yeah. Yeah. Bond Drywall Supply, we got a bunch of people that help us out, and we are hoping to make them all proud tonight. Hopefully we'll bring her home in victory lane.
All righty. Best of luck to you, Maddie. Bring her home in one piece and hopefully bring her home with a victory. You are listening to the Mid-Reserves Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Seven years and counting. Hi, Jerry here. Scratch that. It's now 8 years in a row. You have once again voted us the best barbecue, best ribs, and best caterer in La Crosse County. It's truly a humbling experience. We continue to work hard to provide the very best food and service to any size group, catering, carryout, or dining in our restaurant in West Salem. We pledge you'll always get the best food and service, Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16, West Salem, a delicious mouthful.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, Exit 4 on Alaska.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the one-third mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice-cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa. West Salem and Sparta, hometown flavor.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121. And work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
Spanning the globe for news about short track racing, back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.
And thank you very much, Sessy Voiceover Chief. Let's take a look at the racing action that happened this past week. Of course, things are starting to slow down here.
I'm looking at your list. That's half of what you had
all
summer.
Yeah. We'll start with Thursday night at Dubuque, the second annual Iowa Dirt Nationals taking place, big three-night show. Ron Klein won the IMCA late model feature. Spencer Dierks won the IMCA modified feature. POWI Midgets, final week of their season, started at Tulsa, Oklahoma on Thursday. Zach Daum, the winner. Friday night, two of the Iowa Dirt Nationals at Dubuque. Brandon Schmidt won the IMCA modified feature. The American Flat Track Series, those flat track motorcycles that run the short tracks, they ran night one of their final race of the season at Barberville, Florida, at Volusia Speedway Park. Jared Vanderkooy, K-O-O-I.
Oh, wow. So Volusia's still running?
Yes, they are, yeah.
Okay, because I saw this week that the one that does during Daytona. Volusia, not Volusia, the other one. They're not running any more races the rest of the year. They got too much damage.
Oh, New Smyrna.
Yeah, New Smyrna.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, yeah. Night one for the American Sprint Car Series at Devil's Bowl Speedway in Mesquite, Texas, went to Blake Hahn. Taylor Gray won the ARCA Menards West Series race at the Bull Ring at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. CRA Jags All-Stars Tour wrapped up their season, part of the Winchester 400 weekend. William Sawalich claimed the win. Unfortunately, Nick Egan led the points, got caught up in a wreck. About a third of the way through, Dakota Stroop claims the championship. Nick is second in the points.
That Sawalich gets all over the country.
Yes, he does.
He?
POWI Midgets Night 1 at Oklahoma City. Cannon McIntosh the winner. And the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars were at Greenwood, Nebraska. David Gravel claiming the win. Saturday, final night of the Iowa Dirt Nationals at Dubuque. Familiar name from Eastern Wisconsin won the IMCA modified feature there, Benji LaCrosse.
Oh, there you go.
Yes. Kevin Stoa won the USRA modified feature at the Five-Star Classic at Mason City. Toma, of course, had the Daytona 200 Enduro, and Matt Moore took advantage of Scott Blenke going in for a tire repair just past the three-quarter mark to claim the win.
Did I see he lapped the field?
Yes, second place was a lap back.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. American Flat Track Series, night two at Barberville, Florida. Brandon Robinson won the race. Jared Mees is your champion. Night two for the American Sprint Cars at Mesquite, Texas. Score a weekend sweep for Blake Hahn. Mark Whitener won the crate race in USA Dirt Late Model Race at Waynesville, Georgia. The 42nd running of the Dirt World Championship races is taking place for the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Portsmouth, Ohio. First-time winner alert, youngest winner in event history, Garrett Smith claimed the win.
How old? Come on, you said youngest winner. You got to give us the
Yes, I believe he's about 17.
Oh, okay. Yeah, here, I thought you were going to say 13. I was going to fall
chair. Tim McCready claiming the series championship. The Hoker Truck East Super Late Models and the Malvern Bank West Super Late Models ran their final race of the season, combined race at Greenwood, Nebraska. Tad Pospisil claiming the win. Justin Kay is the East champion. Jesse Sobbing is the West champion. That is his name, by the way. Sobbing, yes. Pure Debris Midgets, night two at Oklahoma City. Jake Avedisian claiming the win. Brenham Crouch is the champion. Past National Tour and the North Tour ran their final race of the year at Oxford, Maine. Max Cookson, first-time winner, claiming the victory. DJ Shaw is the national champion. Ryan Kuhn is the North champion. Southern Modified Auto Racing Team's tour at Hudson, North Carolina. Brian Lofton claims the win. They run their final race of the season tonight, and Bobby Labonte is second in the points.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Oh, that'd be cool to see
that
him
would
win.
Be, yes. Twin features for the Sunoco Super Late Model Series at Auburndale Speedway in Winter Haven, Florida. George Gorham Jr. claimed them both. And James McFadden won the World of Outlaws Sprint Car Race at Lakeside Speedway in Kansas City. Sunday at Rockford, the 32nd edition of the Bahama Bracket Nationals.
How many cars do they have this year?
Oh, they have, I think, like some around 300 or so.
Oy!
Yeah, that's why it takes so long to go through qualifying, yes. Austin Maynard won the A featured. Kyle Ansolabahare won the double A feature. Eric Kiewicz took the triple A feature. I think this man's related to Kyle. Lewis Ansolabahare won the quadruple A feature. Nick Schneider claims the V feature for the second year in a row, and Ryan Dawson won the double B feature. ARCA CRA Super Series ending their season with the 51st running of the Winchester 400. Steven Nassy claiming the victory.
Ah, Nasty Nassy.
Yes, and Eddie Van Meter is the champion.
Hey, Nassy, by the way, thank you for the hats.
And NHRA continued their countdown to the championship at the Texas Motorplex in Ennis, Texas. Justin Ashley won in Top Fuel, Ron Camps in Funny Car. Another win for Eric Andrews in Pro Stock, and Hector Arana Jr. won in Pro Stock Motorcycles. And that'll do it for this edition of Records Race Rewind.
All right. Thank you very much, Paulie. One more week of that left. We'll get that in next week. And You know, we got to get the last segment done. We'll get Diker in here. We'll get you caught up on what's happening at the Dells. And Paulie's got to set sail. He's got to get down there for the Green and Flag here in a little more than an hour. You are listening to the Mid-Missouri Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
This Halloween, appearances can be electrifying. It's Shocktober at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells on Friday, October 28th. Participate in the area's largest costume contest for a chance to bite into over $15,000 in cash prizes. 50 and older, wear a costume on October 27th to be eligible for even more prizes and rewards play. It's Shocktober, only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Hello, race fans. This is Todd Scholes, president of Toma Area Credit Union and proud sponsor of the Toma Sparta Speedway. We believe in supporting our communities, local organizations, and developing strong relationships with our members. Are you able to get local decisions or even sit down and talk with the president of your financial? If not, it may be time to become a member at TACU. We are located right here in Toma to help you with all your financial needs. Stop in and feel the TACU difference, and I'll be seeing you at the races. TACU is federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required.
Big things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, Sporties, Hobbies, Soccer Mom Minivans, Six Shooters, and Hornets. Plus, TSS welcomes in the three-night late model Triple Crown, the Big 8 Late Model Series, Vintage Car Racing, and Bandos and Legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also, Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem. Your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket. Get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
7 years and counting. Hi, Jerry here. Scratch that. It's now 8 years in a row. You have once again voted us the best barbecue, best ribs, and best caterer in La Crosse County. It's truly a humbling experience. We continue to work hard to provide the very best food and service to any size group, catering, carryout, or dining in our restaurant in West Salem. We pledge you'll always get the best food and service, Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16, West Salem, a delicious mouthful.
There's the white flag, just one more lap for the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Thank you, sexy voiceover, Trixie, throwing the white flag. We've got one lap to go on the Midwest Race Report here on Fog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Dan, great show today.
Fantastic show today, and I just want to take a real quick second. We only have one more show left next week for 2022, and I want to graciously thank Reed Magnum and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Reed did a lot of work to get them on the program this year. I hope we've done them a lot of justice, and we really helped pack Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, not only for the gambling and the rooms they have, but the incredible schedule of events that I think a lot of people don't think about when they think about Ho-Chunk Gaming. They automatically think about, you know, hitting the craps tables and the casino machines. But some of the talent they have brought in this year has been simply fantastic. And Penguin, you got their schedule right in front of you.
Yes, we have the Shocktoberfest Halloween Costume Contest with over $15,000 in prizes taking place next Friday the 28th. Then on Saturday, actually, it is already sold out on Ticketmaster, the Hairball Concert.
That's awesome.
Yep, already sold out.
Should have figured.
Yep.
And then bought up the whole block.
Yeah. And then we have
VIP, baby.
We have the Magic Mike 50 Shades of Men show on the 19th at 7 and 9:30 for the Wives of the Deer Hunters.
Deer Hunter Widows Weekend.
Yep.
Now, is that Penguins' dance debut?
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not.
It's Magic Mike, not Magic.
No,
Milkshake.
I'm not going to be Chris Farley. No, 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 no.
Tell you folks,
Magic Pinky in the Smurf tone.
Tell you folks, you still have time to get to Dell's Raceway Park. They're going to be going green here. Their qualifying is going on right now. They're going to be going green in about an hour. Three big divisions in action today. You got, you know, the final races for the Alive for 5 Series for the super late models. Twin 75-lap features for them. The Midwest Trucks, how big is their feature today, Paulie?
50 laps.
50 laps for the Midwest Trucks. They're going to crown a five-time
the
champion.
602s, they're running two features. They're running a 25-lapper for the Dells Championship and then a 25-lapper for the 602 Outlaw Tour Championship.
Thank you for clarifying
that. I just saw that just now on the schedule.
Attaboy. So the 602s running two features, declaring two champions. Like we said, Green, probably in about an hour, you still got time. Get online and get your tickets. Walk right up there, bloop, bloop, and you are in. So,
and then Penguin, now Dell's claimed that this was the last big race of the year, but I was looking at Greg McCarn's post earlier this week. There's a race, is it next weekend in Jefferson?
Actually, it's this weekend. The Jefferson Blackjack Bracket is supposed to be similar to Rockford's Bahama Bracket Nationals.
Okay. Oh. Similar to the Bahama Bracket.
Yeah,
okay,
they did that last year. This is the second year for that event.
All right, I did not hear about that. So what do blackjack brackets, you said, similar, so anybody can bring anything?
There's going to be an A bracket and a B bracket.
And I would assume they're going to have a breakout just like Rockford did?
Similar, yep, very similar to what they do at Rockford.
And I know that there are some there's some local drivers that are involved in that because about 2 months ago, Jefferson started doing a punch your golden ticket
deal. Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
If you signed up on their Facebook or sent them a message, you were automatically getting a golden ticket. And the only name that I can think of right now, but I know there's a dozen local guys, is Chris Christian got his golden ticket, and he'll be down at Jefferson today.
That's, you know, so there you go. Two tracks to check out today, Dell's Raceway Park and Jefferson Speedway down there in the Madison area. So, Dan, I heard a rumor here. You're going to be checking out a couple of racetracks down in Florida.
Yeah, you know, it's called the 417 Speedway in Punta Gorda, and they're about a half an hour away from me. I've never been there, but my everybody knows who Shorty is. Shorty has been there with his wife and in the past. And last year in November, Ty Majeski, Casey Johnson, Rich Bickle, they raced down there. They have a $30,000 to win Super Late Model Memorial Race coming up in November.
Yes,
the billion. And Jordy and I are going to meet up with what it sounds like about two dozen Lacrosse Speedway and Super Late Model fans.
Oh,
we're definitely going to be down there for that one. That's supposed to be one of the biggest short track races in the country.
Bigley Senior Super Late Model Memorial, 128 lap feature, 30 grand to win.
What's the date on that?
November 26th, Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Oh, Saturday after Thanksgiving. Yeah. So you got a month to plan that bad boy up.
My birthday falls on Thanksgiving this year, so I told Rich Garbers that he's going to take me as my birthday present.
All right, Dan, any parting shots before we get out of here?
No, it's going to be kind of a bittersweet. Every time we get to this kind of the year, you know, once we start the show in April, we're like, wow, it's racing season already, and here we are close to the end because racing season's done. But we've got two huge interviews that we're going to save for next weekend's final show, and one of them you're not going to want to miss because you talk about retiring, Doc and Dan and OJ. Well, there's one more name in there that has really brought up a lot of questions about the Lacrosse Speedway, so you got to listen next Saturday.
Yep, and also the legendary Steve Holzhausen will be joining us next week, and lots of rumors about the fate of this show. We will answer those questions next week on the Midwest Race Report on Fog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Get out and support your local short track.
There's the checkered flag. We made it to the finish line on the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Today's report is also brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem, Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, getting bigger and faster. Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and Sparta, where you'll find hometown taste in every bite. By Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your pre- and post-race headquarters.
Century 21, and your agent, Gretchen Clements. Don't settle for average. Sell your home with Century 21. The Comfort Inn in Onalaska, ranked in the top 8% of all Comfort Inns in the country. TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. The Toma Sparta Speedway, Friday night racing, family style. The Midwest Race Connection, your newspaper source for racing in the Midwest. And J&L Collectibles, providing you with the finest in racing collectibles and autographed NASCAR items. Join us next week at this same time for the award-winning Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway, on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.